Hey, welcome back to the basement yard. Trying something new.
I liked it a lot.
That kind of sounded like that old, what was that thing that like guys who like, yeah, they would like announce horse races and they'd be like, oh, he's coming down the stretch.
not a didgeridoo.
Excuse what? Yes, whatever the hell that is. Skew. I don't know why people thought that was cool. Don't hurt yourself.
Spinning dirt? Swirly dervish?
You just say spinning dirt?
No. A swirling dervish, I think it's called.
I don't know. That sounds delicious.
What's the thing that, remember it would rotate and be on like.
Yeah, yeah. There was a bunch
of. I don't know what it was called, but I just remember doing this.
Yo, back in the day, people had dumb toys.
Terrible.
Remember like a top?
Yeah.
It was like, this is a giant dreidel.
Ball in a cup's cool, though.
Ball in a cup?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like when you got a, it's on a string.
Oh, yeah, those came back.
You gotta like do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good on that. I'm not cool with that.
It was cool like when you were a kid.
Yo-yos were sick.
Yeah, but I hated those little, like, there was always some like little kid like that was just, he was always like the poorest kid in your school, but he was amazing at yo-yoing.
That's not how it went down over here.
Really? You guys were all good? I just remember the poorest kid was always just like, it's like, you want to see me fucking rock the fucking cradle?
Yeah, dude.
You want to see me rock the baby to sleep? I'm like, damn, dude, this kid's poor, but he's killing it.
So you can walk the dog? It's like, son.
Yeah.
And just walk it? Dude, I used to crush my yo-yo.
You used to do the thing where
yo-yos
it's like
make
this.
No fucking sense, by the way. Yeah, I could make the triangle, and it would just sway back and forth, yeah. And I just fucking.
Those were cool.
It was like swinging a tape measure around.
I fucked myself up with yo-yos before.
Oh, dude, I've almost broken my nostril.
Oh, yeah, I've clipped myself plenty of times.
Yeah. Yo-yos are dangerous,
remember,
man.
The fireball? It would light up.
Yeah, I made my mom spend like $23 back in like 2001 on a yo-yo that like lit up and like made sounds and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
This bitch was mad at me, dude.
I remember
because... She's like, yo, you better win some nationals with this shit.
And there was ways like where people could like... tie the string a certain way so like it would be like regulation to go like around the world and shit, like,
oh,
remember around
yeah,
the world
dude.
Was the shit,
yeah, dude.
I ran the shit right back.
Like, yo, be careful though, because motherfucker, don't be around me when I'm going around the world.
No,
because
no.
I'll kill somebody with this yo-yo.
The best was when you used to flap it out and it would just spin on the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo,
he's like
fire.
Damn, yo, he's sleeping it, and then he'd just be like, ooh. And then it would come right back up.
Squirt! And just be, yeah. Dude.
Damn, yo-yos are tight.
I kind of want to get one.
I think yo-yoing is still a thing.
Nothing felt better than nailing
the sleep.
Oh, and it would just sit there literally while you're having a conversation and then just fucking grab it and fucking throw a fucking gang sign up with it.
Yeah, dude. That
they
was
were like
awesome.
Competitions.
I feel like there still are competitions. And they do crazy. Yeah, dude. They do them like nunchucks. Like they go around their body and they're like. It's like, it's insane.
I get excited about shit like that.
What, yo-yos?
Like, you know how, like, listen, we all watch sports, right? But, like, seeing weird sports gets me very excited. Like, seeing, like, a yo-yo national championship would get me hype as fuck.
Dude, 2015, this is first place. This is his heat.
I gotta say this. Damn, yo, this guy's doing some other shit.
He's wearing a glove, too. That's how you know he crushes puss.
That's how you know you're a pro if you wear a glove. It's like billiards.
Yeah. Oh, this dude's, like, good-looking. He probably crushed all... You think there's, like, yo-yo groupies?
Yeah, for sure. Because there's probably fellow where...
Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, he's doing it to music!
Damn, this is tight.
Yo, he's killing it.
Yo, he's fucking this in the ass.
Damn. Oh.
I can't even keep up to what he's... What.
All I know is that it's all on beat. Did he just go through his legs?
Dude, he's going everywhere.
That's insane.
He went through dimensions. Yeah, so yo-yoing's a thing. That kid gets mad, bitches.
Good for him.
Yeah, and did you notice it was on a legitimate stage with a backdrop and a whole crowd? So yo-yo community... is being slept on, and I don't really appreciate it. I know I was the one who started this whole thing, but...
Yeah. Remember also the finger decks?
Dude. The
fucking kicking, smacking around?
Two things. One, the skateboard finger deck?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with. trash at it, though.
I never understood it.
Couldn't kick flip. Couldn't, like, grind.
There's competitions for that, too.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like, stupid
Frankie
ones.
Had a whole setup with, like, a half pipe and shit.
Hey, how about this? Why don't you try real skateboarding?
Nah, that's too hard. That's not happening. But yo, also
doing a kickflip like this is harder than you're doing it with your feet.
You remember when they had the little bikes, and they were like, I don't know if you know this. I don't know, like, only people like out on Long Island had this shit because my cousin had it.
Okay.
Yo, so Pete's brother. This is a true story, by the way. Pete's brother, Smokey Pete. Pete's brother had these bikes. They were like this big.
Okay.
Right. But they legitimately looked like a Huffy with, like, pegs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just cool. So you could, like, grab them and do, like, you know how people, like, go off ramps and they're just, like, swinging their fucking handlebars and landing somehow? And you're like, God damn, dude. So I was playing with this shit. And then I was sleeping at my cousin's house, at their house, for, like, a day. And then the day I was supposed to leave, I just threw one of them bitches in my bag.
Oh, you stole it.
And then I got caught.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Who caught you?
Mike. He just knew. He knew something was out of place.
Shit.
He's like, where's this bike? And then I played it off like, yo, I don't know how it even got in there, dog.
Damn, dude.
But I didn't get it.
You were one of those guys, the Sticky Fingers McGee back in the day?
I wasn't. I really just really liked this bike.
Yeah.
I stole a bike from my cousin, man.
There's very few moments, not many, but like when you're like, I have to steal this.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of them.
It's usually candy for me.
Yeah.
I've done that. I almost stole something from the supermarket yesterday, and then I was like, I'm an adult.
Yeah, but I do that sometimes. Like, if I go to the store, right, and I buy, like, six things, and, like...
You're gonna throw this gum in your pocket?
This is the thing I do.
You are a habitual thief?
No, I'm not a habitual thief. It's when it comes to my mind, I do it. If I forget, then I just forget.
Okay, you sick freak.
I'll grab a water,
uh-huh.
Right? I'll go get my prescriptions. I'll do whatever else shopping I have to get.
And drink the water.
And I'll drink the water on the route.
And then you won't pay for the water?
No, I will not.
Damn,
dude. Yeah, and it's usually an Essentia.
Well, that's expensive water.
Yeah.
That's hipster water.
Yeah.
Essentia is hipster water.
Yeah.
If you're stealing that, then, you know... That's a bank robbery,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a small price to pay because I'm buying other stuff.
Nah,
you know,
dude,
I mean?
That's like if CVS was a bank, like, you went right to the vault and
this
stole
true.
That shit,
this
man.
Is true.
They don't have a lot of good shit there, but Essentia water, that's the, you know, that's the big one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'll do a walk around, drink the water, and then I'll just leave it right in front of their face, and I'll pay for everything and be like, I dare you to charge me for this water. And they don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yesterday when I was at the supermarket, I just went to get like a new spatula and like ladle because I just like wanted to get new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking, I knew where they were, so I was walking by everything. But then I walked by the fridge and I saw this drink, and it was like this had antioxidants and all this like weird shit in it, and it was like Georgia peach flavored. So I was like, you know what, I'll try this.
Yeah.
So then I just grab it and I'm walking. And I get to the aisle where all the shit that I need is, and the stuff that I need isn't there. So I'm like, oh, I'm not about to go wait in line to the supermarket so I can buy this drink that I'm just like on a whim going to get. I'm going to go to a different store. So a part of me was like, do I just pocket this and just bounce with the Georgia Peach drink?
Nah, you should've.
I put it back.
Should have drank it.
See, and I was thinking about drinking it.
Yeah, you should have drank it.
I was glad that I didn't crack it because then I would have had to pay for it. Because what if I didn't like it? Now I got a full drink. I'm walking out. I paid for it already.
I used to do that with Muscle Milks. Like when I would come out of the gym, I would go to like a CVS.
Yeah.
Like crush a Muscle Milk, but like buy like a protein bar or something. Like I would always buy something, but crush something at the same time.
Oh, so you thought that you were canceling it out.
Yeah. I was like, this one costs more than this. But together, they're $10.
That's dirtbag math.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
That's actually 100% what it is.
That's dirtbag math. Yeah, because
sure.
I used to do dirtbag math all the time. Dude, I would walk in.
I should be like, dude, at least you're getting $8 from me.
Yeah.
You know how many times I go to self-checkouts and like if the thing don't scan, I'll just throw that shit in my bag.
Yeah, but they can tell now. Everything's like weighted.
Nah, not like toothbrushes.
Dude, CVS has some weird setup where the self-checkout, which by the way, fuck self-checkout.
Yeah.
Like
it's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's garbage and it never works.
There's like two people standing there like, it's not beeping. Sir, can you help me? And then they come over and they're like, oh, I got to put my key in and like fix this fucking thing. But it's like they have it at the CVS over here.
Yeah.
You have to beep your shit and then put it in your bag that's on this thing that weighs how much it weigh, like whatever.
Yeah.
So it knows that it was in the bag and it knows that you paid for it. But if you put something else there, it's like, oh, you didn't pay for something.
So something's 2.5 ounces, right? And I grab something that's 2.5 ounces.
That's a good way to steal.
Right, I could do the cheaper thing and then put the more expensive thing in there.
No. It's different. They know the weights of the things.
That's what I'm saying, but like say like I want to use
you can't buy a pack of gum and put a shampoo down.
What if they weigh the same?
Well, what I was going to say that was a good idea is that if you just like tape together like six pens, you know what I'm saying? You could go in there, you could get something like, you know, like a big old like maybe three packs of Orbit. Like
yeah.
Pens are pretty heavy. So then you scan one thing of Orbit, and then you put the pens, and then you keep the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that could work. Do you use the little bags? I always had trouble with the little bags.
What little bags?
Like the little produce bags.
Oh, man. No, it was a whole thing yesterday when I was picking out broccoli.
It's hard to get them.
Dude, bags in the grocery store? Grocery store? In the supermarket?
Yeah, it's fucking grocery
store. Ripping this thing out, and then here goes Josh. He's making his way. He's trying to be quiet.
Hey.
I heard you guys talking about just taking something.
Yeah, stealing.
At the gym all the time.
You're not on the camera. You have to come over here.
Hey. At the gym all the time, I'll take something out the fridge if someone's not at the desk. If someone's not at the desk, I'll come by later and be like, hey, I took this, but you weren't here.
Oh.
Or I'll just leave some money on the counter, but won't tell them what I took.
Oh,
I wouldn't do that.
So you only steal for 6 hours? Because you feel like you're in the gym all day.
Yeah, that's borrowing.
That's borrowing. That's not stealing.
I'm talking about crimes.
We're talking
crimes.
About fucking stealing,
we're talking about
dude.
Crimes, dude. We're talking about, like, awesome. Being on the run. Yeah. You're going to report me when I was 14 stealing a whole packet? Yo, one time I stole, like, a 30-pack of Winter Fresh.
That's a good score.
You know what? I mean, yeah,
that's
it was.
That's
oh yeah, you take glasses. Yeah, you take glasses.
I used to take glasses from bars.
My mom,
that's cool.
My mom
I like
steals.
If I don't like them, it's a big like FU.
Oh yeah, yeah. My mom steals glasses. Well, she doesn't do it. She did it though.
Yeah,
I watched her do it. Don't want to tell you. All right.
When the Giants won the Super Bowl, I used to steal all like the Super Bowl champion glasses from bars.
No, but when I was little, I took this like, you know how you walk down an aisle and they have like those, plastic things that are like.
Coupons
in the middle of it. No, they have like these plastic like things, and then they just hang the gum on them, but they're like long packs.
Yeah, with the little hooks on them.
Yeah, exactly.
The little rafters.
So it was one of those, and I just popped it off and put it in my waistband.
Why not?
I mean, yeah.
Why not?
You know,
why not?
It was easier to steal back in the day. Now you got all this technology and the fucking Twitter and the fucking Facebook.
Yeah. Once 9/11 happened, it got harder to steal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruined everything.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks a lot for all the not the one time I got caught too stealing
from like the store.
Mm-hmm.
They just made you put it back, right?
No, I just pretended like I'm gonna pay for this.
Oh yeah, I've done that before.
I had it in the thing of my sweater, and I put it in my sweater, and I was actually with Frankie, and I didn't think anyone saw me, and then this woman comes up to me, she goes, "What is that?" And I'm like, "What?" And I just took it out. And she goes, "You're going to steal that." And I was like, "I'm not going to steal it. I'm going to pay for it." And then Frankie was like, "Oh, like he would never steal. Like that's not, you know." But I was fully ready to fucking book it out of there with that free Snickers bar.
Do you remember the fucking adrenaline rush you would get stealing? The smallest currency of things.
Oh, dude. I listen, robberies, burglaries, I get it.
Yeah.
There's a rush.
There's a rush, dude.
I was addicted.
And getting away with it, too. I used to steal a lot.
Damn, I want
to
go out and steal right now.
No, I really want to steal.
Yeah, I want to steal.
I want to steal.
I want to go into a deli right now and just take gum.
Yeah, or like a old pack of baseball cards.
Oh, yeah. That
I
no
used
one's,
to steal.
No
I used
one's going to know they're gone.
You're not going to miss them.
Nah.
I used to love stealing Pokemon cards. I also had this weird thing about Pokemon cards that to check if they had a hologram, I would pinch my fingers together. Like on the pack to see if there was like if they were cool, like they had a cool feeling to them. There was a hologram in there.
What?
I don't know, dude. It's just second grade, stupid, dumb idiot logic. But But I would hold, I would pinch the pack like this and be like, it's cooler than this one. There's probably a hologram, holographic one in here.
So you thought if the cards were hot,
they were just stock cards. But if there was something that could hold cold, like a little conductor in there, they had to be a hologram. So I would, that's what I would do.
That is so dumb.
But also genius.
But not. I guarantee you, if I made five decks, you'd get most of them wrong. Like, two holograms in that.
I will say, it wasn't very successful. The sex rate was high,
okay.
But the success rate was low.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the success rate wasn't that great.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I made $50 off this kid, Alan?
Oh yeah, because you found his wallet.
No. I found a Charizard. Oh no, I found
his Charizard or something.
Oh yeah, so this is what it was, right?
And he was Asian.
He was an Asian Alan. An Asian Alan, and I had a Charizard, and he's like, "I'll give you $50 for it."
Yeah,
because he found a $50 bill on the way to school.
That's what it was. He found money, and your mom was like, "You can't sell that to him, right?"
Yeah. No. Yeah, so I sold it. I'm like fully. I was like, "Yo, Charizard." I was like, "Well, not fuck Charizard. Love Charizards."
Yeah, but no, but $50 though.
Yeah, 50 beans, baby. Yeah. So I was like, "Yeah," I was like, "I'm cool." And then he gives me the $50, and then my mom found the $50. She's like, "Where'd you get this?" I was like, "Oh, Alan Wang, like
bought a
traded,
card.
Bought a card off me." She's like, "Nah." She's like, "This is his mother's like money that he uses for lunch. Like, you're not gonna take it from him for some fucking card." And I was trying to say, like, "Oh, this dude found it." She's like, "Nah, you're a lying little bitch."
And then so, you were like, "Yo, bitch, like Charizard's pretty limited." Like,
yeah, and I was like, "Yo, mom, I'm a businessman.
Yeah,
dog, let me eat." So my mom fucked up my business transaction. You know what I'm saying? I had an entrepreneurial mind. I was a visionary. I saw the future with this Charizard. I knew I could get like 50 beans. It's a good price.
Yeah.
But then she made me give the money back to him, and then I didn't get my Charizard back.
What an asshole.
Ended up with zero. Who? My mom. I know.
Her and Wang were in on it together. They probably kept the money and the Charizard.
Yeah, that was, she probably planted the 50, that
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Can we stop this? I got to call my mom.
Yeah. I used to love, like, remember when you had $30 as a kid and it was like a jillion dollars?
Yeah, because pizza was like $2. And now it's like, oh, you want a special, yo, it's a specialty slice that has like, it's a pepperoni slice. $3.75.
It's unbelievable how expensive pizza is now.
It's insanity.
A medium pie, what would you say back in the day? $12? For medium pie with nothing on it?
No, personal pie is like $14.
And they're this big.
Yeah.
Garbage. Absolute garbage.
These kids don't know.
These kids don't know
about pizza.
They don't know about photo hunt in the pizzeria.
Oof.
All kinds. I used to do porno photo hunt at this bar.
What did you find? You find titties or something?
Have you ever been to Candlelight before?
No. What is that?
The wing place?
No.
I got to take you there. They got really good fucking wings there.
Let's bang some wings.
Yeah. Why was I just doing this?
I don't
Yo, for some reason, I always do like up. Like
make a four?
Yeah, but like finish it off. I do a four and then like a triangle. Okay. So it looks like that.
For anyone who's just listening, Danny's just wiping his hand on the table.
It's weird.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I threw
you off.
Not only did you throw me off, but you threw me off.
Yeah. No, but I do mad weird shit with my hands that I've like realized. Like, I'll do this. I'll be like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 in my head.
What?
Like, I'm always counting. If I'm doing this, I'm doing 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I'm rolling my fingers on the
one
by one.
Why not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I don't know.
You're an even guy.
Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Because I'm counting my finger touching this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm counting the table and my finger. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm going 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 all the time.
It's one of those weird things.
You have any like things like that you do?
Weird stuff?
Like not like the music thing in your car, but like,
yeah.
Do you have like any like, I guess, nervous tics, I guess, maybe?
I don't know. I would have to, I guess if I do have them, I just kind of do them and I don't really realize.
Because we were talking about how Frankie always does this.
Oh, he jiggles his fucking.
He jiggles his wrist.
His loose ass bracelet. Yeah.
We were in there. We were talking about buying him a new bracelet, just something. That
I was like, "Yo, how much money for you to not wear that bracelet? I'll buy you a new one." He just jiggles it up and then jiggles it down.
He's like, "I do that, don't I?" I'm like, "Dude, like every 5 seconds."
Yeah, like every second you do it. It's like, yo, guys, seriously, I really, yo, we got to think about this. And I'm like, stop jiggling the bracelet, all right?
Now, I don't think that's a nervous tick. I think that's just literally because of the weight of the bracelet.
I think it's because the bracelet's too fucking big. It's huge. I can fit it around my bicep.
It is huge. It is huge.
That's the thing.
He's like, yeah, when it gets caught up here, then I just go like this and it goes down there. But ridiculous.
How are you doing over there, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm sitting like over the mic kind of.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why.
I mean, I could see the posture is just incredible today.
Yeah, I have to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to spread the news?
I mean, yeah, I'll spread the news if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny may or may not have some sort of
cyst.
A cyst above his ane.
Yes. A pilonidal cyst, it's called.
Right, yes. A piece of...
piece of just ingrown hair by my butt.
Yeah.
That I had in the past as a child.
Oh, you were a child?
No, I was like 17 years old.
Oh, I thought this happened to you recently.
No. This was over a decade ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And it's like an ingrown hair that gets like infected kind of.
A big... fuck up of ingrown hair.
Yeah. That's when it reaches its peak.
Yeah.
You know, when it reaches final its boss. Highest. Yeah, when it reaches its boiling point, let's say.
Yes.
And I'm afraid that it's coming back.
Yeah.
And
this is like it. Like every 13 years it just rears its ugly head.
So I needed someone to look at my ass. And
I was the only one around.
He was the only one around.
So
Dr. Joe, did you see anything that was like crazy looking back there?
Okay, before I get into that, just to paint the picture for everyone, this isn't an exaggeration at all.
No, this happened.
Today, Danny came into the office, and I'm at my computer, and he goes, I'm going to need you to look at my ass. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, I think I might have that thing again. And I'm like, all right. So he's like, can you just tell me, like, whatever? And I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for. So I go down there, you know.
Yeah.
Not that I go down anywhere.
Yeah.
I was actually sitting. He was standing.
Yes.
But the cheeks come flying out of these shorts that he has on, right? And I'm about, I would say, 4 inches from his asshole. I would say 4 inches.
Yeah, you were in there.
If the man farted, my eyelashes would have moved. That's how close I was to his asshole, okay? And I saw a thing, you know, and then I was like, I see a thing.
There's
and
a bump. There's a bump there.
There's a little something, right? So it's not on the lips of the asshole. It's
to
above.
It's to the upper left of my ass.
It's the Canada of his asshole.
Yeah.
So he stands up. He like turns around. We're kind of having a conversation about it. And then he asks another question, and I don't know the answer because now I don't remember the thing. So now he's got to turn around again, and I got to get a refresher course, you know? And this time, he's spreading. So now I'm 4 inches from a spread Puerto Rican man's ass, taking pictures with my phone.
He asked me to move my hair.
Actually, move the hair.
He's like, we're trying to get a shot here. Can you move? Can you try moving your hair a little bit?
So I was just looking for flash.
I parted it a little bit. We got a good shot of it. You
got a good shot. It was a good shot.
Yeah, it was. I just really hope that it's not it at all.
Yeah, I hope not either because, you know, that's a painful thing. I've had a couple friends get that as well.
Yeah, it sucks. So hopefully I'm okay.
Half burping off.
I'm fucking scared, dude. I'm really scared. Like, if there's anyone listening that's ever had this thing before,
the penile ninal,
they know.
Penile ninal.
They know how fucking bad this is.
Yeah.
They know what this is like.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it doesn't come back to its full potential.
Yeah.
Because if it comes back to its full potential, we're going to have some straight issues.
Yeah, we're
I showed Joe the surgery, which I don't recommend you guys watching.
Yeah, don't.
But it looks like...
it just looks like they filled up a man with
goo, right?
Strawberry milk.
Yeah.
They put heavy cream into, and then they poked a hole in it, and then it's just flooding out of this guy, And it's literally like strawberry milk and heavy cream. It's the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life. It was disgusting. But yeah, we watched, after being 4 inches from Danny's anus, we then watched other anuses.
Yes.
Get surgicalized.
And then new anuses too, because they gave that guy a whole new butthole. That
other guy. That one guy must have had the biggest cyst ever, because they cut a fucking
hole in
PCP pipe into his fucking ass. That guy could shit out of, he's got options now. That was
insane.
Yeah.
But I remember when I got it my first time and they had to drain mine. And they gave you like these shots, like numb up your ass.
They shot your butt?
They shot my ass, yeah. So they give you these ones and it hurts so bad because it's so pressurized.
Wait, which hurt?
My ass.
Oh, no. I'm saying like the shots hurt?
Yeah, if you blew on my ass, just went. It would hurt. That's how fucking, like, you know, if you slam your finger in a car door.
Yes.
And you have, like, that pressure feeling where it's so much pain.
Yes.
That's what it feels like on your ass.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what does it feel like when you poop?
Oh, it was terrible.
It made it worse?
Yo, there would be times I was trying to poop, I would almost fucking pass out.
Yeah, dude, that's
how fucking bad it was. And then I remember when they took me to the doctor. First of all, my parents, I love them to death, but they're just like...
Idiots?
No, yeah, yeah. And why? Like, they would be like, oh yeah, it'll like go away. It's like this. I'm like, yeah, it's going to go away. But like, I'm in physical pain.
Yeah.
So bad every day that to the point where when I went to the doctor, they were like, dude, you could get like poisoning in your blood and shit.
Oh, yeah, because if it pops inside.
Yeah, they were like, dude, you could get, like, not sepsis. They said something else. But I was like, dude, like, you could have, like, some shit.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, man. So they were like, luckily, you know, they did blood tests and stuff. They swabbed it and, like, sent it to a lab to make sure, like, I didn't have, like, whatever.
Swab that butt.
Yeah. So what they did was they put these little shots in my butt. Bop, bop, bop.
A bunch of shots?
Yeah, they did, like, a box. Like, bop, 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 bop. And they were like, all right, damn, dude, I feel weird, gross telling this story, but it's whatever.
Hey, man, this is life.
Yeah, this is life. This is life. And I'm sure there's people out there who have had it, maybe.
Yeah, there's people out here with pinononosis.
So I'm laying there, and it's like, all right, like they literally lay you down. They cut a little box out where they're going to cut your little butt. And, you know, now my butt's numb, but it hurts so much, like the needle's going in. But like now that I'm like,
you're numbed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm feeling good.
Now I'm feeling okay. And they're like, all right, Danny, like, we're going to do it. You ready? I was like, yo.
You have no idea how ready.
Yeah, I was like, yo, just do it. As soon as she made the incision, it felt like I popped the biggest pimple of, like, that was, like, taking over the world. like it imprisoned everyone on planet Earth, and I popped it and saved everyone. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I almost came from, like, being...
Relieved. Yeah.
And they were like, does that feel good, Danny? I was like, yo, you have no fucking idea. But when they're pushing it out, I'm like, yo, what's going on in there? This is, like, a lot. I thought it was bleeding, but it was all, like, pus and stuff.
Yeah.
And I smelled it. Dude, when I smelled this, I was like, there is no way a human body can produce something that like this that isn't shit.
I feel like I can smell it right now.
Yeah, it smells like, think about garbage water.
Yeah.
Right? And there was like hair in it, like skin in it, like disgusting. Disgusting. It was awful. It was awful.
An old boot.
And honestly, this was always something that I said, I wouldn't wish this thing on my worst enemy. Like, if you killed my parents, well, from before, they might have deserved it because they didn't bring me to the hospital. But if you, like, killed my parents, I wouldn't wish a pilonidal cyst on you.
Damn, dude.
That's how bad it is. I mean, we both have had friends who have had it.
Yeah. And they were also being like, yo, it's debilitating.
Yeah,
like,
it's horrendous.
They can't move. I remember they were like, yo, I can't walk.
No, I couldn't walk. I couldn't sit in a car. I had to lay down in the back seat of the car to get to the doctor.
Dude, I would have literally like started jabbing myself with a knife in my anus.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. People do that. Sometimes they pop on their own, but mine doesn't look like that right now.
Right? No, it looks. I mean, hey, listen, I know what it looks like. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like it's very little. It's just causing me a little
Discomfy. And you're having like some flashbacks.
Yeah, I'm having like anxious flashbacks.
PTSD.
It's like, yeah, and then before we get on a fucking plane to Nashville, I want to make sure my asshole's not going to explode. That's the only thing.
Dude, can you imagine that?
If I got to Nashville and like it reached its full infection,
no,
I would
I'm
die.
I'm talking about when we reach 35,000 feet and then your butt just blew up.
I don't even want to think about it, honestly.
Nah, I think you're fine.
I'd be terrified. Like, it's just weird, like, to have, like, a physical ailment that is just strange.
Yeah, that's very weird.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it'd be different if I, like... Like, nobody really knows about this. But, like, people do. It's one of those weird things. Like, if you had it, you know it.
Yeah, when, like... When my friend was trying to explain what it was, I'm just like, what?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you mean. So I don't really know about it. But, you know, we want to bring awareness to Pino Nino.
Get yourself checked, all right?
What's it called?
Pilonidal cyst.
Pilonidal.
Yeah, it means nest of hair in Greek, I believe.
Or, oh, this is a Greek thing.
Yeah. Or
they got hairy assholes.
Yeah. So... That's what I'm kind of dealing with right now. So I'm going to get it checked out and see if they could just, you know, take care of it now instead of like have to go through the whole pain and suffering.
Yes.
Because I think the older I get, I feel like your immune system gets worse.
I think that's
Is that
well
the truth,
documented.
Right?
Yeah,
it's well documented.
I mean, depending on how you take care of your body.
Right. So it's like, but now like I have insurance and like I love going to the doctor.
Yeah.
So like I wouldn't mind getting this taken care of now.
Yeah, you're like one of those crazy Disney people that go like 12 times a year, but you're like at the doctor, fast pass and everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know like everyone by their first name.
Hey, Betty, back.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Yeah, good to see you. Leon, I'll see you at the convention. I get like emails from like my blood doctors about like blood conventions, and which is kind of weird. Like
blood
like,
convention?
Yeah, like where you go to donate blood. And
oh,
shit.
Yeah. That's really like, I don't really like blood. Like, I'm not one of those people that will pass out if they see blood, but I don't like it. So no. To just be in a room where I know that there's a bunch of blood circulating.
Yeah.
Kind of freaks me.
I also just don't like, I don't like the ER that, like, I like
I am a private so, doctor. I'm a hypochondriac in hospitals because I feel like every fucking surface I touch right now is a different disease.
But the weirdest ailment you ever had was probably when your face blew up, right?
Yeah, dude. I had a fucking because I got a toothache, and then I never told my parents because I hated going to the dentist.
It just became like an abscess?
And then it became an abscess. And yo, my face, I have my sister sent it to me like a couple months ago, but I don't know where it is. But there's a picture of me. My face is literally like this.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And I woke up and I had a fever. I was super sick because it was
Did
all
they drain
filled
it?
With, yeah.
They drained it, right?
It was like filled with like pus through my fucking mouth, by the way. You want to talk about gross shit? So they had to go in and do this thing. And then it wasn't like what you said, where it was like just flowing out. It was slower. It was slower than that. You
yeah,
know?
But was that as relieving as what happened to me, though?
No, it wasn't because it was a very slow process. So they have to go in and put like a drain. Which yeah. I don't even know what the fuck. But they put this thing in my mouth or gums or whatever. And then I literally had to keep spitting out.
Oh!
Yeah, it was gross, man. But I had a fever. I was almost passing out.
Like, yeah, dude, this shit was probably fucking you up. You probably would have died if you went like a couple more days.
Yeah, man. I was fucked up. My face was blown out to here. I was like 11.
My buddy got his finger closed in a car door once and like got like a blood infection.
Yeah, scary.
And he had to like wear like this weird contraption that like siphoned out his blood. I swear, I'm not making this up. I don't know what the device was, but it was like it made sure like he like didn't die, and he was just like walking around like holding the shocker up and like all fucked up finger. Shocker. My buddy lost his finger once doing construction.
Yeah, one of my friends lost like the tip of his finger.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's like he like where the bottom of your nail starts, that's what he lost.
Yeah, his finger looks like an uncircumcised dick.
If you like shook his hand or you just like he was waving his hands in front of you, you wouldn't even notice. And I think he's got a nail growing.
Ugh.
Random nail?
Phantom nail.
Gross.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
See, you got to think though. I wouldn't ask anybody to look at my ass.
Oh yeah, I feel honored.
It's a health hazard.
Also, no hesitation on this side.
Yeah, he really was really not like
I was on
mean
board.
About it at all. He was like, I'll check out your butt.
Yeah,
you know, he actually told me to go to the doctor today, but I was like, I'll go tomorrow.
I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get you.
Yeah, yeah.
I want that butt ship shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just afraid of them being like, oh man, this thing goes all the way down your dick.
And then what?
They got cut off my dick.
I mean,
Let's get to the sponsors.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just I hate whenever I have like a weird physical thing.
Don't we all? All right, let's get to these sponsors, huh? Perfect timing. You know, we were talking about smelling terrible before, but now we can smell good with Native deodorant.
Yes.
Native deodorant is, you know, they have safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day. They have over 9,000 five-star reviews, and they're made without aluminum or talc, which I don't know what the hell those things are, but they sound really bad. I mean, I know aluminum. I know that shouldn't be in your deodorant that you're putting in your,
in your pores
or whatever. So they make safe stuff, and it smells great.
Mm.
The vanilla one I have, sometimes I throw it on when I want to smell sexy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I love that.
Said it like Cardi B.
You know what I'm saying? No, but they're amazing. I also have the bar of soap. That's lavender and rose.
Mm.
Dog. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's so definitely check out Native. I know some people want to get more conscious about the stuff that they're using or ingesting. You know, and you can start with something just like Native. So, you know, you don't have any weird stuff you're putting into your body here.
Oh, yeah.
But for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code BASEMENT20 during checkout. Again, that is 20% off your first purchase. Visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code BASEMENT20 at checkout. Next, we have a company called Public Rec. Okay, Public Rec, which I'm a huge fan of these pants.
Oh, yeah.
These are the pants that we got.
Hell yeah.
But the pants are amazing. Like, think about it. It's like they're like sweatpantsy, but they're dressy.
But not too jeansy.
But not too jeansy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're the perfect, like, whatever this is.
Performance meets comfort meets...
It's like a concoction of the best sort of pants.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's good for anything because you could just wear them as sweatpants and be like, yo, I'm good. I'm sweatpanted. You know? But you can also, I wore them to a restaurant, right? With like a button down shirt. And it's like, this guy's got some nice old slacks on.
Yeah.
But I'm sweatpanted.
Yeah. But every good thing about any kind of pant is in these pants. Let's just say that.
All day, everyday pants is what they call them.
Boom.
They close the gap between a stylish pair and a comfortable wear. Damn, that rhymes. These people are on fire. Someone needs a raise over there.
Sign them.
They're the first sweats that have waist and inseam sizing. So whether you're short, tall, or somewhere in between, they fit perfectly. But yeah, I love them, man. Like, there's no...
Yeah, I've worn them a bunch. I'm very into the Public Rec pants.
I'm into the Public Rec. And like, they even look good when you roll the bottoms, too.
Yeah, that's what I do.
They're the greatest pant. I love the pant.
Yeah.
I love the pant. Go buy the pants, okay? So that they could stay on the show. Maybe send me more pants.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Go to publicrec.com/basement today and get 10% off your first pair of their all-day, everyday pants. Automatically applied at checkout. Okay, again, that is Public Rec, publicrec.com/basement. Get that 10% off your first pair of their all day air day pant. Okay, don't sleep on this rare opportunity, peeps. All right, there's always free shipping, always free U.S. shipping and free returns. So yeah, go check them out. Next up on the sponsor list, we have Stitch Fix. Which has reimagined the way that we buy and find clothes. Okay, it's like hiring a
stylist.
A stylist. I was going to say a designer, but that's not the right thing. But yeah, so it's like basically having like a stylist. So what you do is you go on their site, you answer a couple questions. You know, you like patterns, you like this, you like that. What kind of stuff do you wear? Blah blah blah. Your favorite styles and your budget, even. and your personal stylist will spring into action. And they will hand select 5 different items, okay? And they put them in a box. They ship it to your house. And their styling fee is only $20, which is waived if you keep all 5 items, okay? And, you know, once they arrive, you try them on, and you only pay for what you keep. So you get some new stuff every month that maybe you even forget about. That's my favorite part about it is that when it shows up, I'm like, I forgot I had the thing. And then I just got some new clothes to wear.
True that.
So it's amazing. So go check out Stitch Fix, stitchfix.com/basement to get started now. Keep all 5 items in your box and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. That is stitchfix.com/basement, people. Go get a stylist. Stitchfix.com/basement. And lastly, we have ButcherBox. Okay. As everyone knows, well, I don't know if everyone knows, but I just got gas in the apartment, so the boy can start cooking. Chefing.
This is cooking.
Exactly. ButcherBox, though, every week, ButcherBox, they will ship a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home. All the meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for 24 people. You don't have to go buy meat anymore. You don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, and they have like crazy, they're not crazy in the sense of like, they're crazy. Like, you go to the store, you get some like slabs of chicken or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when you get ButcherBox, you get wild caught Alaskan salmon, grass fed and finished beef, free range organic chicken, heritage pork. Like, they have bison. I haven't seen a bison at my supermarket.
No.
You know, ButcherBox.
They got the good eat meats.
I also like the fact, you know what I love about a thing like this is that you don't have to think about it. You know? If you eat meat and like you're like, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to get ButcherBox." Like, the money you would spend on ButcherBox is the amount of money you would spend at a supermarket or whatever. And now you don't have to worry about it. You just get these high-quality meats that show up to your door and you go, "Oh, cool. I'm good for the month."
There it is.
And then you're good. You know, it's less things to worry about. So go check that out. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, now is the perfect time to give ButcherBox a try. Sign up today and get a free turkey. What? Am I? They're giving away turkeys plus $20 off your first box.
Get that turkey out of the way and get that $20.
Yo,
dude.
Hold on.
Turkeys are hard to come by this time of year.
They're giving away turkeys?
Yeah, dude.
I'll be honest. I didn't read that far. And now they're giving away turkeys. This may be the greatest sponsor of all time. Sign up right now and get a free turkey. You heard right. Plus $20 off your first box. Go to butcherbox.com/basement or enter the promo code basement at checkout. That's butcherbox.com/basement or enter the promo code basement at checkout for a free turkey and $20 off your first box.
Fire.
That's incredible. That is amazing. That is incredible.
That is incredible. Yeah, I've had a weird last couple days. Also, I hate how this looks. Like where your bicep meets your thing, like the fat right there. Does your arm do that?
I don't know.
You can't get up there.
I can't.
If I go like this, it's all right.
What, you don't like that you have like a line? I think everyone has that.
Maybe, I don't know. I really just noticed it. Now, it's bothering me.
It kind of looks like a baby's arm now that I think about
it.
Oh,
fuck you, man.
No. You know how like babies are so like
fat?
They're chunky. So that, dude, first of all, that is ridiculous. Everyone has that. You would have to be like sick for it to be not folded over.
That's true.
But you know how babies just have random fat rolls like in the middle of their forearm?
Yeah, and they have like a crease between their wrist
and
their
forearm.
Oh my
God, their wrist is screaming.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, is this baby getting circulation? Yeah, because it looks like it's... You know what it looks like? You know when they...
It's non-existent.
You know the Italian delis where they tie up the meat real tight?
Yes.
It kind of looks like a tight, tied up salami.
Yeah. I'm like, why is your wrist not there?
Yeah, what is that, dude? Wrists.
Don't they say... I wonder if your brain grows or does it stay the same size?
My head grew.
I know the head grows, but does the brain grow?
I don't know.
It has to.
I feel like if it did, we'd know the answer to this.
It has to.
Why does it have to?
They also say your eyes don't grow. They're the same size from the moment you're born until the day you die.
That's false.
No. I don't think it's false.
Look at my eyes.
Yeah.
put these on a baby's face?
Yeah, dude, just eyes.
Huh?
Can you,
I'm gonna Google baby.
Google.
I'm gonna Google a baby.
No. Just Google if the eyes grow.
I Googled baby face. I'm Googling a baby's face.
They have smaller eyelids and a smaller face. Now Google do your eyes grow.
See, look at this baby's face.
That's cute. That's a all right baby.
No, that's a cute baby.
Yeah, the hair is throwing me off a little bit.
Yeah, it does look a little you had a rough go.
Yeah, yeah.
You worked in finance.
All right, can you Google if your brain grows or not? I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. And I'm going to say that your eyes don't grow.
Does your brain grow? The brain grows at an amazing rate during development. I think this is all like...
The frontal lobe grows, like shit like that. I'm talking about the size,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm talking about the... Okay, does your brain grow in size? The brain... The brain grows at an amazing rate.
I really wonder...
The brain continues to grow for a few years after a person is born, and by the age of 2 years old, the brain is about 80% of the adult size.
Damn, dude!
Yeah. Big old brain and a
big old brain. And then look up the eyes, if the eyes ever grow. This is the one I think I'm right about.
Do your eyes grow in size? Your eyeballs get bigger as you grow up. When you're born, your eyeballs are each 16 millimeters wide, but by the time you turn...
Whoa, how do they know that?
They're out here measuring eyes, dog.
That's weird.
But by the time you turn 3, they will grow to each be 23 millimeters wide.
And then that's it?
Your eyeballs will reach their maximum size when you hit puberty, around 24 millimeters wide.
Oh, so that's like 1 millimeter.
Dude, you ever see a newborn's fucking... If you put human these eyes on a newborn's face, it would have no more face.
I wonder if there's any part of the body that stays the same size. No, it can't be. Your heart has to get bigger. All your organs have to get
bigger. Not trying to be funny, but like micro penises, maybe.
Yeah, maybe their penis stays the same.
Not like the same, but it definitely like doesn't grow a lot.
Yeah.
It stays the same after a
life. I would have thought our brains grew into puberty.
I don't know.
It's kind of crazy if you think about it. Don't they say the brain is like your hands put together like this?
Yeah. Or is that the heart?
No,
this is the heart.
This is the like heart. Is your fist. And then they said both fists together is supposed to supposedly your brain.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just a bumpy butt boy with a weird brain.
Yeah, I know. You got a stingy butt.
Dear God, don't let this get to where it needs to get. I've already had such a weird... I had such a weird weekend between my butt and then... I took Eli for a walk. Okay, yeah. Listen to this story. Listen, wait till you guys fucking hear this one. And
this is you got the butt stuff going on
at the same time.
Oh wow!
So
okay.
I'm like, you know what? I'm a little nervous, a little anxious. Let me go for a walk. I take Eli for a walk. Mm-hmm. Right? We go to the dog park by my apartment. Okay, and I'm there. It's around 7:30, 8. You know, I want to say when was that? Saturday night. And there's usual suspects are there, usual dogs, usual dog parents. And there's a kid that usually comes by every once in a while at night with his mom because he likes dogs. And he has some stuff. He's
mentally challenged?
He's slower than most, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no right way to say that.
I don't know the right ways to say
it. I also think mentally challenged now is like...
Not there. And then like mentally disabled isn't right. I don't know.
He's got
some stuff.
Yes.
That's the only safe way I know how to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's met Eli before and he's met the other dogs in the park and he's really, really sweet kid. He always comes over and he's like, oh, can I pet your dog? I'm like, yeah, man, fucking pet my dog, dude. Go for it. Have a good time. So we're sitting on the bench. He's sitting on the bench. I stand up. Eli's under the bench. He comes out, and he's facing the kid now because the kid's giving him attention.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing up just like, you know, watching. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And the kid puts his hand up and just slaps Eli on the head.
Did he follow through?
Just went like this. This is Eli's head, and he just goes like this.
Damn, he hit him hard.
Yeah, and I see Eli wince. I see, like,
ooh,
you know when that your dog does that?
Yeah.
Like, they close their eyes, kind of, like, eh.
Damn, this kid slapped the shit out of your
Yo,
dog.
Yo, he slapped my dog.
Oh.
And a part of me got really angry.
I mean, you know.
I got really, really angry. And this kid probably is between the ages of 13 and 15, maybe. He's young. He's a teenager, but he's not like 5 or 6.
Right, right, right.
You know?
He could do some damage to a dog's head.
Yeah, he could hurt a dog.
Yeah.
So on contact, I closed my eyes. Like, what am I gonna do right now in my head?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also factoring in everything that's going on.
Yeah, you can't scream at this kid who's like,
no, I can't. Thankfully his mother was there to like reprimand him a little bit.
Yeah.
But even she, like, I think she kind of let him off the hook.
Really?
A little too easily. She was like, oh, don't do that. She was like, you know, like, we don't do that. It's not your dog. We don't do that. You don't do that.
You don't do that to any dog.
Thank you. And then I was just like, in my head, she looks at me and she goes, I'm so sorry. And I just go, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yo, inside, it's just fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, dude, I offered my dog up to this person, you know, and yes, he has some stuff. I get it. God, I'm sorry. But watching this person slap my dog.
Pretty hard.
Pretty hard on its head. And Eli has a little head. I became so angry.
Did he make a noise?
No, he didn't. He didn't go, hurr. He didn't do any of that. But I just saw him do like the.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Why did he slap him? Do you know?
Because I just didn't think he was excited. Eli was excited as well. So I think he was just kind of matching his energy and just patted him on the head.
Like a hard pet?
Yeah, because you pat dogs.
Was it an angry
slap?
No,
the fucking hand came up. He didn't slap him across. He went like this and pow.
So was it a hard pet or was it a like this was like a, you know?
It was a hard pet. There was no malice behind it.
Oh, I thought there was some like,
no,
ow,
no, no.
You
he
hurt
was
my
just
knee.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
No. He was just like, ah, bang.
Oh, yeah. Hard pet.
Yeah, like he was slapping the fucking family fucking feud buzzer. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, am I wrong for feeling angry?
Nah, I mean, you know.
At that situation?
Nah, dude.
I didn't act on it.
A dude slaps your dog. You're going to be upset.
Yeah, and it's like,
you don't punch a kid in the face. Like, he's, you know, he's got,
yeah,
know.
I think, like, I think I handled it the right way. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I said it was okay. But for some reason,
I'll tell you what,
I couldn't get over this kid slapping my dog.
That kid's not petting that dog anymore.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to throw anybody on. No, nobody listens to the show that's in that part. All right, but another dog parent said, you know, he's done that with my dog before.
Oh.
So there were looker-oners. Onlookers.
Fucking kid.
So there were onlookers.
Look-oners.
And they saw it, you know, like, people are so, they have weird dog park rules. I'm like,
This is a habitual slapper.
Yeah. So she was like, I'm just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's done that with mine. Before as
there's,
well.
There's a pattern of hard pet behavior here.
Yeah, but like I didn't want to join this barrage of like, let's team up on this kid with stuff.
Yeah, you didn't want to light your torch or anything.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, like whatever, like my dog will live.
I'm not going to ban the kid.
I'm not going to ban the kid from the park, but do I let him pet Eli if he comes over again?
Hey,
and
man,
how do I approach this sitch?
I say you start, like, once you see him enter the park.
I see him at least once a month.
You should do a little jog when you see him. Be like, oh, okay, we're going to run over here. And
yeah.
Just kind of get out of it.
Because I'm not even the person to be like, all right, but if you're going to pet him, you have to be nice. I feel weird even saying that.
Why? I wouldn't feel that bad. If I was in a situation where I was like sitting down and the dog's with me, the kid comes and sits next to me again and he's like, oh, can I pet him? And I'm like, what am I going to say? Dude, nah. I'd be like, yeah, but you gotta be gentle.
Yeah, but I also don't want to talk to him like that, but like he has like some stuff. It's not like, It's not like...
Oh, if he was younger, it would be easier. You don't want to come off as disrespectful.
Yeah, because like the kid's like 15 or 16 and be like, all right, buddy, but if you're going to touch him, you got to use your inside hands. See, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to fucking do that to a kid.
I just feel like... I don't know.
I don't know how to talk. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's like... It's like if me and you were walking down the street, right? And a 13-year-old kid said, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I go, no.
Yeah, that's all we could say.
Yeah, for
13-year-old. If a 13-year-old comes up to you and punches you right in your face, you can't do anything. For the most part.
That would be tough. He'd get a good push.
Oh, yeah.
He'd get a very good push.
I'd do that one where you grab their shirt and like kind of like tornado them to the ground.
I'd probably just hold him by his shirt and like call his parents or something. You keep fighting back. But
what do I do if this kid comes back?
I say you try to get out of there. I say you let him pet the dog, or I say you
leave. But what if it was an isolated incident, and now I'm just creating this horrible scenario in my head?
I don't think it's a horrible scenario, because I've done that with other dogs.
Yeah.
In the dog park, that if they fuck with Charlie once, then I'm like, well, if I see this dog coming in here, I'm going to leave, because I'm not, like, it's not worth it.
I hate when people bring dogs that aren't dog park ready.
Dude, when they bring them into the dog parks and they
this
have
them.
This
is white people problems 101
they,
right
and they
here,
have them on their, and they have them on their leash. I'm like, yo, if this dog can't be by itself, like, don't come in here.
Yes, take this fucking asshole somewhere else.
Yeah, dude, go take him home. Yeah. Go put him in the garage and bench press or whatever this thing does.
Fucking dog sucks.
There was a dog that did that with Charlie that was, like, attacking.
Yeah.
Dude, I was furious that day. That was the closest I've ever gotten to, like.
Punting a dog's face.
No, well. No, because this dog was brawlic. I would have had to do it out of, like, saving his life. But this is the only time that I was like...
I love how you're kind of scared of the dog, too.
Dude, this dog was terrifying. But, like, I was ready to go to war with it. But that was the closest I got to just screaming at a woman in public.
Yeah.
And just, like, losing my shit. Because it was a big-ass pit bull. And this is nothing against pit bulls, because one of Charlie's best friends from the old park was a pit bull.
Yeah, Eli's part pit, I think.
But one of his best friends was like a pit bull, and that dog was fucking huge.
Was it the guy that owned the laundromat?
Yes.
Yeah, that dog was.
I think his name was Ziggy, right?
Yeah, his name was Ziggy.
And the dog's head is huge.
Tremendous.
And they were boys. They were cool.
That dog is the man.
Yeah, he was mad cool. Yeah. But fast as shit, too.
Yeah.
So I'm in the park, and I'm by myself. There's no one else in there. This woman walks by with a pit, and it has one of those collars that, like, digs into their neck. I'm not a fan of those, because I feel like if you need that, then this is clearly a misbehaving dog, and you need to, like,
yeah, and that
you know
dog
what I'm
is, that dog is clearly just trying to rip things' fucking heads off constantly, probably.
Right, like, you've had some trouble with it, and that's why you had to get that collar. Yeah. I may be wrong there, but that's just what I assume. So Charlie meets him at the fence, like, on the sidewalk.
Charlie greeting.
And they're like smelling each other. They're both wagging their tails, and they're like, you know, playing and whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you know, I had never seen this dog before. So the woman brings him in to the park and then lets him off the leash. And I'm cool with whatever. I don't care. So I'm just, you know, I'm petting the dog, and then they're running around doing whatever. And then all of a sudden, this fucking dog just like saw red.
Mm.
And like went after Charlie like a vicious, you know, when dogs, like, they get vicious,
they turn,
like,
their head sideways a little bit, like,
yeah, yeah. So he starts doing that, so now I'm like, yo, so I run over there, right?
Yeah.
And the dog now, like, I have like, so Charlie's getting, like, whatever, well, he does this thing, I forgot the term for it, but I ended up looking it up afterwards. But when dogs start going crazy, or there's like a fight in the dog park, or there's this and there's that, he'll make distance between the problem and me. So he'll get in front of me and keep me behind him.
Yeah.
So he's like protecting me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So he starts doing that. So I know, like, there's something going on here. So I go over there, and he has a harness that has like a hook on the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm holding on to it. And this dog is just making like drive-bys, like sprinting from one side of the park and coming towards us and then launching at me or Charlie. Like, and like chomping.
Whoa.
So I'm like, yo, I'm like throwing kicks at it and shit every time it's driving, like running by.
Yeah.
And I have Charlie, and I keep turning him away from the
dog.
So
you're like rotating with him.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm putting myself before him, because I'm like, I'll take a bite to the leg and then fucking absolutely kill this dog.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he bites Charlie, it's a wrap. You know? So I'm like doing this, and yo, I honestly, he made like six passes before his owner did anything. And it was like, she was like, oh, it's, you know, those, and I was like, yo, you're nothing. Like, your dog almost bit my leg off.
Those are the worst dog owners in history.
And I didn't say anything to her, but I literally, that was the closest I've ever been to being like, yo, keep your fucking dog out of this. You know, yeah. I wanted to lose it.
Yeah, you wanted to go white mom.
I was so mad. Yeah, I was so mad. I
wanted to go full white mom.
I went full white mom on those kids that one time.
Oh, didn't they, like, they threw like a rock at a cat or something?
No, they were throwing snowballs at a cat.
Oh, all right.
And like, there was these kids, they were like 15 years old probably.
Let's throw snowballs at this cat, all right.
There was like a cat walking by, and they would like, they made a snowball and like threw it. And they threw one, and I was just like, what the fuck are these kids doing? And then they went over, and they're like petting it or whatever. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's their cat. Like, I was mad confused.
Yeah.
But then they like were throwing snowballs at it, like three snowballs. And then I was just like, I lost it.
Yeah. I'll get
like,
you.
This is the kind of like weird shit that like little psychos
sets you off.
So
yeah.
I was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And then they got mad, scared, and ran away.
Those are like the three kids that like accidentally burned down someone's house like 5 years from now.
Yeah, or like, but, I was just like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
You ever throw such a perfectly placed snowball that you could never make that throw again in your life? Like, you'd have like these amazing
tosses.
Yeah, these amazing feats of snowball throwing.
Yeah.
I've only had two ever in my entire life. So,
oh my God, they stand out to you that
much? 100%.
Were you throwing it at people or like
at people? Oh. At people.
I've hit stop signs from deep and been like,
oh yeah. Street lights.
Never throw it again.
Street lights. Because we used to do red. Obviously, it's red, yellow, green, and we used to do whatever it was lit. You had to hit the light.
Right.
So we used to do. What's the highest one? Red, right? Red was one, yellow was two, green was three. So we used to play that game, and like the first person to like 10 would win. Like, I never won that game. I was terrible at it. I was the worst. This one time, my brother and his friends are outside, and like they're making my older brother, Jared, they're all like 10 years older than like me and my friends, and they're talking mad shit. It's probably the... something.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, man. This place gets scarier every fucking week I work here.
I thought someone was walking in.
Yeah, but so like they're talking shit to us, like, yeah, you little motherfuckers ain't shit, like whatever, like suck my dick, like they're all just like sunning us. So we're like, all right, so like we're walking, and I just have like one of those like, nah, let's stand up for
I've had enough of this.
Yeah, like a stand up for myself moment.
Yeah.
So I fucking put this fucking beautiful fucking snowball together.
Oh, when it's like half slushy?
Yeah, it's half slushy. There's a little fucking like little bit of dirt in there, it's just like to keep packed. It packed up. And I said, I'm gonna hit his name was Wally. And I said,
what was he fucking 60 years old? Wally.
My brother Jared is one of brother Jared's best friends. And I said, yo, I'm gonna fucking hit Wally in the head with this fucking snowball. And they were like, yo, chill. Like, yo, they're older. I said, I don't give a shit. Son, when I tell you that I fucking Steve Young this fucking ball, I couldn't not have thrown this thing any more accurate ever in the history of accurate throwing.
And you just crushed him.
In the side of the face.
Oof.
In the side of the face. And we took off into the cemetery that was all, everyone started laughing at him. Because, like, he was the one that, like, would bring the boombox out. And, like, you know, like, they had the little crew going around the neighborhood. I said, I'm going to fucking crush him. So I hit, bang! I hit him with that shit. And we ran into the cemetery. He tried to chase us for a little while. He didn't catch us. This fucking guy waited for me to come home. Waited for me to come home and, like, trap me down and, like, put, like, mad snow in my face and, like, let me go back inside. This guy waited 10 years older than me, waited for me to come home, like, 3 hours later. Just fucking, like, got me back.
It's insecure.
But yeah, man, I've
done stuff like that. So
isn't it the best?
Well, like, I threw a pine cone. So like there was this kid.
Damn, you got some air out of a pine cone. Those are tough to throw.
Well, I had a you know, a vantage point.
Okay.
So I had high ground. There was this garage at the top of our block that like if you go behind, you could climb it.
Yeah.
And there was like this little clubhouse, right? So it was a garage right next to another garage. So there's a small space in between that. And over the years, so many leaves got in between that it made like a surface that you could walk on, basically.
Okay.
So if you go in through the alleyway behind the thing, you climb this little fence, and now you're standing on like a bunch of leaves that have been compacted over years. And then when you walk to the end, there's like a little, it's basically like a little clubhouse. And there was like a porno magazine that we like shoved in there.
Yes.
Cause like, yo, we get to, let's go back to the clubhouse and like look at fucking Naomi Campbell's tits.
Fire.
You know? Yeah. So, we go there and this kid that we were friends with, for whatever reason, was like mad at us. I don't remember why. But he was doing that thing. Like, you know, when kids are mad, but they have to be like, if you're mad at your friends, like you can't be mad at your friends and just be at your, like you have to be mad in front of them.
Oh yeah.
You know, you gotta,
you
be
gotta
like,
show them you're
you'd
angry.
Be like, oh, all right. All right. And just like be there. So we're, he knows we're outside. So we're on top of the garage now looking at him, and he goes inside and gets like his like binder of Pokemon cards and then sits out with his back against his garage like this.
Sulking, just, sulking like a motherfucker.
Yeah. And just like, whatever. So I just take a pine cone. Right. And I don't even know why I did it, but I just took a pine cone and I was like, in the face.
Yeah.
So hard. Dude, hit him in the face, immediately starts crying, runs inside. And I'm like, fuck, dude. And this kid's older than me by like 3 or 4 years. Like,
yeah.
I crushed him with this thing.
Yes.
And I had an arm on me back then.
That's trying.
Don't forget, I was like a prodigy back then. So I was putting some fire behind that
ball. Did
you
like sidearm it?
I just fucking just, I just got him. And it went all the way across the street and bang, hit him right in the face. And he had a hat on and was looking down and it hit him in the face. So he was crying, went inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. So I go home and then him and his mom showed up at my door.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then my mom just fucking killed me. Yeah, it was great. It was a good time though. It was a good throw. It was a good throw. It was a legendary throw. Yeah. One for the ages, you know?
Everyone needs a legendary throw in their life.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was, we used to do this game. We used to call it like Jeter, where you would get like these and you would try to throw shit like sidearm.
Yeah, yeah. Running and
Throwing or like jumping and throwing. So we were doing this one time, like me and my buddy Matt, and there was this girl Dana there. Yo, me and Matt are doing this shit. Yo, me and Matt are throwing these balls like back and forth at each other. I shit you not, this kid ducks. This thing hits Dana so hard in her face.
A baseball?
No. Just a snowball, but it's like an ice ball. Like it's been like a couple days. Like you know, like how it's when you hurts your hand when you dig into it. Like that. One of those. And then this shit blew up in her face. It made her nose bleed. It was bad. But when I tell you, I could not have thrown this thing any better. It was, I would have got signed by the Yankees if they saw that. That's how fucking good it was. Drilled her in the face. And like, you know when girls,
people
like,
get hurt in the snow.
Yeah, you know when girls like in high school, like they don't want to cry. Like kind of like, they don't want to like, they don't want to do that.
I've seen mad girls crying.
I know, I have too, but they don't want to. Because it's like, I don't want them to think I'm a crybaby bitch right now.
Okay.
So she like toughed it up and like was like, like got like tough on me.
Oh, man.
And then that put me in a situation too. I was like, yo, I can't fucking hit a girl, dude.
She's about to beat your shit up.
Yeah, I was like, I got to take this L. I was like, I got to let, and thankfully she didn't beat me up.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no. Thankfully she didn't beat me up. But like, you got to take that L. Just like what were you saying about
the 13-year-old?
Yeah, like you got to take an L.
I mean, I would have gave him a push, but shove, a one-arm shove.
I hate when kids just hit you.
Yeah, man. Like a 4-year-old kid coming up to you and just like, eh! I'm like, yo, get your fucking son.
Yeah, your dirty fucking Capri Sun covered fingers off of me.
It's like my cousins. I'm like, get your fucking kid. He's punching my knees.
Yeah. See, I don't like any, like, I just hate situations where I can't react the way I want to.
Yeah.
I don't like that because then I lose control of like just who I am as a person.
Okay. Jesus. I don't know who I am.
Yeah. It's like, and again, back to this kid. Listen, I understand he has some stuff, but like, again, I played it right. But if next time I see him, and if he slaps my dog again, I'm going to have to talk to his mom.
Yeah, you tell his mom, like, listen, I'm not gonna tell him.
Like, would it be out of bounds for me to say that?
No, and I think that you are also in the right if you, even now, just next time you see him, you go up to his mom and be like, listen, the last time he slapped my dog in the head, I have a small dog.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell him he can't pet my dog. can you just, you know, I would prefer if just to be safe.
And yeah, and the kid's really nice. He runs around the park with the dogs. Like, he throws the balls with them. Like, he does, like, my job. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Just try not to slap him around next time. Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah. That's all I ask. Don't fuck, bitch.
We keep interrupting each other. What's your bitch?
Is that what you going to say?
I don't know.
Yeah, but, yeah, another thing that's been pissing me off, too, is Halloween's coming up. Like, this will be out after Halloween. But all these people are going to these Joker stairs in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Do people have jobs?
I don't know, man. Like, I saw the video on Twitter of people just going to the stairs. And,
what,
like,
is that?
Pretending to dance on them and, like, whatever. And it's like, guys, first of all, I'll say this. The stairs are in the South Bronx.
Yeah.
Not where you want to be.
No.
South Bronx is not a great neighborhood.
You also see none of those pictures getting taken at night. Let's just say that.
Yeah, because it's not. I'm sure people go there at night. I wouldn't be surprised if people have gotten, like, fucking robbed over there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the South Bronx is, like, you know, notorious for being, like, a dangerous place.
Yeah.
And people are just like, I'd be worried about people who don't know that just being like, let's just go see the stairs. And, like, you going, and it's like, dude, you're putting yourself in a buried.
That's like when that kid got robbed playing Pokemon Go. People used to stick up people doing that all the time.
Oh, because they would tell you, like, where the gyms are.
It's like, oh, there's a guy Rydos over here. And people would know, they would want to come there, and they would just wait and just fucking steal their phones.
Did you say guy Rydos?
Yeah. Gyarados.
It's Gyarados.
Yeah.
Why'd you say guy Rydos?
Because I'm just saying, like, people that don't even know about Pokemon are just going to go there to rob you.
No. I'm concerned with the guy Rydos that you said.
Why are you so
because
concerned?
That's not his name.
I just said his name the correct way before you said it.
But why'd you say it in passing?
Because
like that?
Because you don't understand what I'm saying.
You think it's Guy Rydos.
No, I don't. I just said it the right way before you said it.
No, I... Wait.
Yes, I did.
I don't know who said it.
I said it first.
You Guy Rydosed.
Yeah, but I was in character.
Oh, you were doing a you know...
Like a guy that doesn't know about Pokemon.
This is a method acting you're doing?
A little bit.
Guy Rydos?
I said the right way before you even said it the right way. So okay. It's not, I wasn't following you. When we pull the tape, we'll see.
We'll pull the tape.
But yeah, I don't think.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
Of all time?
Yeah. Damn, you got to think about it.
Well, there's two. I was close to Squirtle because Squirtle was the first one I ever picked.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that was my dude, you know? Yeah. Everyone was like, yo, I'm going Charmander. And I was like, yo, there's just cute little fucking turtle dude over here, and like, he's water and I'm an Aquarius, so like, we're kind of boys in that way. We're both water bearers, you know? So I fucked with him, you know? So Squirtle is like my guy, and then I like Hitmonchan.
Ooh, I went through a big Hitmonchan.
Yeah, he was the man, dude. Hitmonchan's was the goat for a while for me.
Yeah, I'm Zapdos, though.
Yeah, Zapdos fucked everything up in that game.
I love Zapdos, bro.
Zapdos was a bad bitch.
A legendary bird.
I think it was a girl, right?
I don't know.
Wasn't it weird, like, we never knew the sex? Like, you could have female Squirtles?
Well, I know they don't have animated dicks on the fucking cards or anything. Like
that. Said that with the smuggest fucking look on your face. I know they don't have fucking sexes on their cards. Yeah, but
and nowadays you can't assume
Zapdos
is.
No. You know? She's non-binary, I think.
You know, isn't that crazy that like now when you fill stuff out, it's interesting because this wasn't the case where it'd be like sex and it would have it has boxes and it says male, female, prefer not to say. Interesting.
Yeah.
Why have it at all then?
I know.
Why have it at all? What is the point?
I'm really trying to think of like an argument here, but I can't.
Because it's like, if some people prefer not to say, then the person who has the application goes, okay, it doesn't matter. You know, you prefer not to say, that's fine. But if they prefer not to say, then why are we asking?
Maybe it's because like they don't want them to like come up and be like, I don't want to answer this question.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why have the question then? If a possible answer could be, I'd prefer not to answer this, why have it at all?
Or just put other, like, every other fucking thing, and they could just write, I prefer not to say. I hear you, though. It sounds like a waste of a bubble to me.
You know, I didn't know what Caucasian meant for the longest time, so on, like, my school exams, like, I would just put other and then just write white. because I didn't know what Caucasian meant. I was like, nah, dude, I'm not Asian. What is Caucasian? You know,
I
mean,
I don't know where the word comes from. I know what it is, but I don't know where like the word stems from.
I don't know, but I remember because I didn't know what Caucasian was, and now it says like Caucasian when parentheses says white.
You know, it's like it's one of those things. It's like,
are we white? Am I white, or am I like a pinkish?
You're white.
That's not that white.
You just you don't have like a like.
I'm more peach.
Yeah, you don't have like a.
This is salmon.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not this.
Yeah.
Or this, you know.
Like I have an olive hint to my skin.
Oh yeah, you're very olive.
You know, it's like you're just kind of like you're out there. It's that Irish part of you.
I know, but like white.
Yeah. Mm. Well, black people aren't black.
That's true.
You know.
I think we're getting all these colors wrong.
Yeah.
Let's just start changing the colors.
Yeah. Instead of the prefer not to say, let's just get the colors ready.
Get the colors right.
You know, it's weird. It's like I'd be like, oh yeah, like is he Spanish? I'm like, is it Latino? Is it Hispanic?
Yeah, that's a lot of
stuff.
Just
give us one.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Also, what was that whole thing, like the racist thing with the Asians where it's like they're yellow? I have never in my life gotten close to thinking that.
No, I never looked at an Asian person and been like,
oh my God, that guy has a yellow tint.
I'm like, that dude has olive skin, dude.
Like that guy just looks like a guy. He has the same skin as me.
Isn't like the word Oriental supposed to be like weird? It's like not like a good word.
I don't know. How do I?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Things.
I'm not up on the racism nowadays.
Like if someone was just like, yeah, it's Oriental, I think it's racist.
My computer is ringing.
You have everything set up like that.
I don't. I don't know why that's like that.
But yeah, I think that's like. Racist one.
I mean, I don't know.
But like, what about Oriental rugs? Is like your rug racist now?
I don't know what even that is, to be honest with you.
They're like expensive rugs, like $30,000 rugs.
Jesus, who the fuck would spend that on a rug?
Rich people.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. All I know is
this all came from Zapdos.
Yes.
But yeah, but like with the Joker stare.
Wait. Was there one Pokemon that you absolutely hated?
Yeah. I had a couple. Fucking Weedle.
Oh, yeah. Because in the game, he would show up every 5 seconds.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck Weedle.
Fuck Weedle. And the other one that I used to fucking hate too was not Jinx. But I didn't really like Jinx that much.
We're going to say the same one.
Go. What the fuck is her name?
Wait, we might not say the same one. You know which one I hated?
Who?
Togepi.
Yeah. Togepi kind of sucked.
So annoying.
Yeah. And the other one that kind of sucked, though, too, was I didn't like her that much. Clefairy.
Oh, yeah. That fat pink old thing.
Yeah. I didn't like Clefairy.
I fucked with Lickitung hard, though. Dude, I used to fuck with Lickitung, man. That was like, my shit.
I didn't like Clefairy.
Machamp?
Machamp was
the champ got Machamp. Bitches.
And then Psyduck.
Psyduck? Whoa, dude. How did you do that?
That was a one-timer.
Golduck was fucking...
Golduck was dope because he got bigger and like had like some black on him. Right?
Yeah, he was like blue.
He was like gold dust.
Yeah.
He was like gold duck.
Yeah.
Those ones were awesome.
Blastoise, obviously.
Yeah, dude, you got shoulder cannons. I'm fucking with you, dude. Yeah, big time.
Hell yeah.
But Charizard, like...
No.
Charizard was where you wanted to get.
Yeah.
That's where everybody wanted to get.
You Charmeleon, though.
Charmeleon was cool.
My shit.
But Charmeleon in the show was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
He was a dick to Ash, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I didn't fuck with him that heavy. And then Charizard, he, like, couldn't really control him. He had to, like, learn to control him.
He's a big dude.
He's
a big, powerful
Have you ever
boy.
Looked up their weights? They have weights.
Yeah, they're heavy.
Yeah.
Dude, also, can
how much
just
is
be,
how much does Blastoise weigh? I think he weighs like 240.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
So
I weigh more than Blastoise. I am Blastoise.
You look like Blastoise, to be honest with you.
Blastoise height and weight.
Blastoise height and weight. 5'1", 180. Oh my God, he's a twink.
He's 5'1", 180.
Yeah.
I'll
five foot three.
I'll fuck his ass up.
Oh, I'll beat up a Blastoise.
Yeah. What about Charizard though?
Charizard, I think, was huge, no? I used to remember these things being way heavier.
Dude, when you're like 100 pounds, 180 is big, though.
Charizard.
He's got to be in the two bills.
He is two bills, but he's 5'7".
I'll fucking rock his shit.
I'll rock Charizard, dude. You got any? You got any other ones? Who's like a
what
big,
was
oh,
what
Machamp? Machamp. Machamp was big, man. Machamp is a 5'3", 286. That's a fat dude.
Yeah, that's a
man.
Fat dude. That's a big old
can't
boy.
Can't move Machamp at all.
What was the three-headed one?
Oh,
I hated him too.
Dotrio or whatever the fuck.
Dotrio.
I don't know, but Onyx. Onyx was big.
Pidgeotto was cool.
Onyx height weight.
Onyx was just stones.
I just spelled both of those wrong. How big is Onyx? He's over 26 feet long.
Damn, son. Don't fuck your ass up.
But, oh, I spelled it wrong. I spelled it like Onyx.
Like the rappers?
Onyx! 210 kilograms.
That's like 400 pounds. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know how to do that.
I know it's heavy.
Yeah. It's heavier than pounds.
Oh, who was the dude? He was like he looked like a pineapple. Oh man. Executor.
Executor. What was the Pokeball? The electric Pokeball? Electro?
Electro? Voltorb.
Voltorb.
Executor is ho.
What do you got?
6'260".
That's a big dude. That dude's cleaning house.
That's a linebacker in the NFL.
Oh yeah. Get some fucking who's that? Voltorb?
Oh no, that's Executor.
Oh, Executor, yeah.
Voltorb, height, weight.
Oh, Venusaur too, we gotta check out.
Oh, Venusaur is a big fat bastard. Oh, wait, no, this isn't it. What the fuck is Voltron Force?
Venusaur was a dummy thick bitch.
Yeah, dude. The worst of the 6'220".
Who?
Venusaur.
Damn, dude. And that's on all fours.
That'll beat the shit. I think that was the worst one out of Charizard and Blastoise. Yo, how's Blastoise 5'3", dude? I can't. I'm gonna.
That kind of ruins him for me, to be honest.
Fuck Blastoise now. He's a little bitch. A
little chode.
How big was Ash? Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, what was he height, fucking 3'4"?
Yeah, because Charizard was huge. He's 158 pounds and 6 feet tall.
Damn.
That's a pretty big dude.
Oh, man. But yeah,
this is fun. I could do this all day.
Yeah.
Which one's going to fight? What? Lapras. Height. Weight. I don't know why Lapras came to my mind. 8'2", 485 pounds.
That's a water monster, though.
Yeah, that's a hell of a woman.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a bad bitch.
There was a fat one that came into mind just now, and I lost it.
Jinx was hot for trans.
Oh, no. Oh, Mewtwo.
Right? Wasn't she like a trans Pokemon?
I don't know. Holy shit, dude. Mewtwo is a fucking... Dude. Mewtwo is 6'2", 270.
Damn, dude. Yeah, he'll fuck shit
get
up.
Get out of his way.
Very bottom heavy.
Oh, yeah. It was thick. Thick
belly.
Thighs,
fuck,
dude.
Yeah.
Can
you put it what sex Jinx was? Or was Jinx?
What sex is Jinx?
I think it was a trans Pokemon. Or I just saw
female. Female only species with no male counterpart.
Oh, that's what it was. They had no mating partner.
Right, so it wasn't a trans Pokemon. You fucking...
I thought that's how they marketed her.
Let's see how she's doing over here. She is 4 foot, 90 pounds.
A little spinner.
Fucking Jinx.
Dude, why? I don't know why I thought that, but for the longest time, I thought Jinx was like a trans Pokemon.
I don't know why you thought that.
I don't know.
Anyway, I think we could do this all day, so we're going to stop now. But Danny, where can they find you?
At Danny Lopriori on Instagram and Twitter. And make sure to check out the Stank Podcast, where we'll probably continue this conversation. At the Stank Podcast on Instagram and the Stank Podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/thestankpodcast.
You got... Yeah, I farted and it smells exactly like pumpkin.
Yeah, like a pumpkin. Yeah.
You guys can follow me at Joe Santagato. Go follow the show at The Basement Yard. And thank you to all of our patrons. We just put out some new content for them. Exclusive stuff. And the exclusive episode also just dropped as well on there. We have one exclusive episode that goes out every single month that we do just like this that is only available to them. So go check that out, patreon.com/thebasementyard. And go check out Other People's Lives as well, another podcast over on Santa Gata Studios. And definitely go check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Santa Gata Studios. We have a bunch of content coming out, peeps. Trying to take over the game in 2020, all right? That is all. See you guys next time.